This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. The sponsor of this show is Tangible Investments. I don't know if you've noticed, by the way, gold has been on a tear. On a tear. And I read an article yesterday on my show, I think it was on both radio and TV, I happen to mention, that central banks are buying the most gold in 50 years. 50 years, a half century. And think about who central banks are. You know, these are like the Federal Reserve of America and the version of the Federal Reserve of Europe, the EU, and of Russia, and of China, and of Brazil, etc., etc. These are the smartest, richest bankers in the world, and they're buying with the resources of their country, and they're all choosing to buy gold, 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 the most in 50 years. What does that tell you? It tells you that gold is going to be very important to protect your assets in the future. Why? Because the world is awash in debt. The world is spending more money than it's got, and it's awash in debt. And so there's all kinds of problems. They know there's dysfunction. They know there's technical problems. They know that the people of the world have gotten used to all the welfare and all the free stuff, and they want more welfare and more free stuff. They know that Wall Street's gotten used to helicopter Ben Bernanke and all the future Fed chairmen since then, all the Fed chairmen since then and all the future Fed chairmen have no choice but to throw money out of a helicopter and drop it on Wall Street because they just need that easy money and free money. And so gold is the answer if the world falls apart and there's a debt crisis. If things go bad, you could own the Empire State Building with, a couple of bars of gold. Who knows how bad it's going to get? You could own entire city blocks with the gold that you own if you accumulated over a nice year. You know, like me, I've been accumulating gold for, 30 years now, but especially since about 2003 and 4, I've been accumulating a ton of gold. And so all of that gold is going to be worth an incredible amount if things go to hell. So what gold is an insurance policy. And Tangible wants to prove to you that once you buy from them, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So if you're a qualified client who's bought gold or silver before and you have a receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. They want to give you a free, basically $200 gift, $200 coin, for doing business with them right off the bat, free. No qualification other than you have a receipt to prove you've bought gold and silver in the past and you're a qualified client. They want that kind of person as a future client potentially. So call Tangible at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. They've done billions of dollars in transactions, and they can show you how to protect your assets. Thank you, Tangible. Now, here's our crazy Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She acknowledges her privilege as a cisgendered woman. I mean, these people in the Democratic Party are truly nutty. They're just weird, nutty people. They're cuckoo. My father would call them nuts and flakes. So New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat, of course, acknowledged her privilege as a cisgendered woman during a podcast interview this week, explaining she will never know the trauma of being transgender. Almost every single person in this country, she said, can acknowledge privilege of some type. You know, I'm a cisgendered woman. You know, I will never know the trauma of feeling like I'm not born in the right body. And that is privilege that I have, no matter how poor my family was when I was born. By the way, we also found out that her family wasn't poor when she was born. They were raised in a fairly rich area. I should know, because I was born and raised in Westchester County, New York, but I was raised in Mount Vernon, which was as bad as it gets, on the wrong side of the tracks at the very bottom of Westchester, and it was right on the Bronx borderline, and it was I went to the most dangerous urban inner city high school you could imagine in the entire United States, called Mount Vernon High School, where my life was in danger every single day, and I almost did die at the hands of some crazy man with a machete. And so I know danger, but Westchester County is one of the richest counties in America. It just so happens at the very bottom of it is Mount Vernon, New Rochelle, Yonkers, and that's where I'm from. But she was raised in a fairly wealthy area called Yorktown. So, you know, this idea that she was poor, she throws those words around. I'm a Bronx girl and I was born with nothing, and she's full of crap. Merriam-Webster definition defines cisgender as someone whose gender identity corresponds with the sex the person had or was identified with at birth. If you've never experienced different treatment in your life, you wouldn't know what different treatment feels like or looks like, said Ocasio-Cortez. She also said recently the world's going to end in 12 years if we don't take the entire American economy and reconfigure it for global warming and climate change. And to do that, she wants to get rid of 100% of all fossil fuels. I don't know how to explain this to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but Spain tried something similar, and the entire country went bankrupt, and everybody was unemployed, and everyone lost their homes. So it doesn't work very well. I don't know how to tell her that. It's a giant failure. It's already been done. It's been proven. It doesn't work. The only way that an average middle-class person could survive is because you pay, like, you know, $100 a month, say, as an example, for your electric bill, and you pay cheap numbers for gas in your car. But if you changed everything overnight, it was all solar and wind and biofuels, guess what? You'd be paying like $12 a gallon for gas, and your $100 electric bill for your apartment would be $1,200. You couldn't live. You couldn't pay the mortgage. You couldn't pay the rent. You couldn't do anything. Your life would be ruined. There is no way to afford what they want to do. Liberals are crazy. It's unaffordable. And they want to do that at the same time as they want Medicare for all, which is crazy and unaffordable and would bankrupt the nation. The amount of things they want to do to bankrupt America are mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. What was that famous guy once said? If you think it's expensive now, wait till it's free. If you gave everyone free college and free health care, it would be the most expensive thing you've ever done, because everyone would have 90% tax rates and you couldn't live. Can you imagine if you made $1 million a year and $900,000 went to the government? Or you made $100,000 a year and $90,000 went to the government? Or you made $10,000 a year and $9,000 went to the government? Try imagining what life would be like. You don't have to. It's happened. It's Cuba. It's Venezuela. It's the old Soviet Union. It's the old Communist Republic of People's Republic of China. It's the old Cambodian Vietnam after the communists took over. It's Zimbabwe, where everything you buy, bread is like $10,000 today. It's $20,000 tomorrow. And an hour from your $20,000 loaf, it's $40,000, because inflation goes up that much per day in socialist countries. Insanity. Big news story today, of course, is Governor Ralph Northam. You know, it should have been the biggest news story in America that he wants to abort a baby after it's born. That was yesterday. Today, it's become, that's already forgotten. That's how quick the news cycle is. But he's in blackface and a KKK robe on his yearbook page. Not in high school, by the way, which maybe you can even forgive, but in his yearbook for medical school. And what's interesting is it's a picture of a guy in blackface and a guy in a robe. And literally moments ago, knowing his political career is on the ropes and the Republican Party of Virginia has demanded he resign immediately because he's a racist, he apologized. I mean, that's the fastest apology in the history of politics, because he knows how much trouble he's in right now. Because, of course, the Democratic Party relies on minority votes, people of color votes. And he just outed himself as a terrible racist. But you're not necessarily. I'm even going to come a little bit to his defense. You did one dumb thing once in your life. It doesn't necessarily make you a racist. It was a dumb thing to do if you did it in high school. It was probably pretty dumb if you did it in college. It was a little less dumb, a little more dumb if you did it in, say, medical school. That makes you even dumber because you should have known better. But it was a lifetime ago. It was 30 years ago. It doesn't mean now you have any of those views, right? But he knows that his party is filled with people who hate you for anything you've ever done that ever insulted a person of color, even if you did it one day and you didn't mean it. It doesn't matter. You're done in the Democratic Party. So this guy is apologizing, falling all over himself, and in the apology, guess what he apologizes for? He wore inappropriate, racist, and offensive costume in his yearbook. So up until now, we knew that his yearbook photo was a guy in blackface and a guy in a KKK robe. What we didn't know is one of those is him. He didn't put it in his yearbook photo. It wasn't two friends of his, which would be offensive enough. It's him. So either he's got the white KKK robe or he's got the blackface. Now, again, I'm a Republican conservative, and I'm someone who believes the only thing that matters is, can you make the economy work? Are you a good person? Are you building the wall? Are you keeping Americans safe? I don't worry too much about what you said or did 30 years ago in high school, college, or medical school. So I think this is all ridiculous and much ado about nothing. It doesn't prove a damn thing. It may have been a costume party, and it was a joke, but it doesn't matter. Democrats take this stuff so seriously and so over the top. And by the way, KKK is pretty bad, but he wasn't in a KKK rally. He was probably at a joke fraternity party, and he wore it as a joke. But see, again, as his friend defending him said, you go back 30 years and you're using it by today's morals, you can't compare the two. In Virginia, 30 years ago, people did things like that. 1984 medical school yearbook. People did it, and it probably meant nothing to them at the time. Today, it means everything. And in the Democratic Party, your career is completely over. But here's the irony. There are no yearbook photos of Wayne Root doing anything that stupid. Not one. I could say that out loud on the radio with Right Wing Watch watching. There's nothing I've ever done like that I'd be embarrassed about, or I'd apologize about, or I'd have to apologize about. Isn't that ironic? Republicans like me have never put racist garb on. I've never had blackface in my life. I've never worn a KKK hood in my life. I've never posed as a Nazi in my life. I've never stood next to someone who did it. And yet here's a big liberal Democrat who was actually in that costume. He was either in blackface or a white KKK robe, which shows you Democrats are all hypocrites. I've always said that. White liberal Democrats are all much worse racists than any Republican I know, because every Republican I know thinks like me. There is no difference between the races, so therefore they should all be treated the same. You don't give someone a break because of the color of their skin, nor do you ever attack them because of the color of their skin. Democrats don't think that. Every Democrat ever met at Columbia felt that some people are inferior and therefore need affirmative action or they won't make it. That's racism. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
War now! Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, my great buddy Ron Corey. He is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Very nice to have friends aboard. You know, I just love it, you know. I got so many buddies that are involved. Silvano DeGeneva of Tangible and Ron Corey and Kip Herridge and Sam Lannis on both radio and TV. It's all buddies of mine who say, I want a piece of Wayne Root. I want to be on Wayne Root's TV show. I want to be on Wayne Root's radio show. I want to, offer my products to Wayne Root's audience. I want Wayne's endorsement. I'm very honored. And it's a wonderful thing. Everybody's like family to me. And I treat them like family. And I treat all of you who listen like family. I think you know that. And I wouldn't accept an advertiser who I didn't think would treat my audience like family. Everybody here knows you can email me at any time. If anyone that I advertise is not wonderful to you, you can email me at WayneRoot@gmail.com and I will take care of you. It's not even a matter of wonderful or not. Just occasionally somebody says, I dealt with one of your sponsors or advertisers, and for whatever reason, I wasn't happy. And I go, okay, tell me exactly what happened, and then I go contact the CEO of the company, who's always my buddy, and they make good. They make them so happy, they call me back and go, I can't believe, or they email me back, I can't believe you're the only host in the world that does that. Sean Hannity does not call up his sponsors and say, take care of my friend John, who's a listener and he's not happy. Nobody does that. I do it, because that's the way I am. That's the reason I used to like Vegas a lot more than I like it now, because Vegas used to be a mafia town, and those guys were so nice. I don't know if they killed each other, but to everyone else, they were nice. They treated you like $1 million if you were a customer. Now, there's no mafia in this town anymore. This town's completely run by, instead of organized crime, it's run by the Ivy League big shots and the Wall Street big shots who have Ivy League degrees too. And they're the nastiest people you've ever met in your entire life. And I'm telling you, I would rather deal with the mafia. I'd much rather deal with a guy from the Gambino crime family. I'm not in crime myself, not in the mafia myself. As long as I'm not fighting him. Yeah, I know. There's that music again for the guy. To Godfather. I can't even explain to you how nice the guys are who were mobbed up to their customers, because they understood what my grandfather taught me. There's only two kinds of deals in this world if you're in business. Two rules. Rule number one is customer's always right. Rule number two is if the customer's wrong, refer back to rule number one. That's how the mobbed up guys treat people. The Ivy League guys treat people like, I went to Harvard and you're nothing. Screw you. These are my rules. This is my hotel. And you could just go somewhere else if you don't like it. The mafia guys who could kill you never treated anyone like that. They would say, you're unhappy? I'll comp your room tonight. I love those guys. They were so nice to me. And the new guys are such a bunch of... I'm not going to say the word on radio because I'd get banned. Anyway, I enjoy the old Vegas. That brings me to this topic. The sponsor is Ron Khoury, and he's got a new book out about his life in the old Vegas. He's living the American dream. He's a very successful multimillionaire businessman. He's got a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey in the old Vegas. He's a former Marine from Brooklyn, and he fought shady thugs and dirty cops and corrupt politicians and mob wannabes, and an entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. I'll give you a hint which city it was. Aren't we talking about Vegas? Well, he doesn't put that in the book. He kind of covered up what city it was because he doesn't want, you know, everybody in the world to come back and sue him for something that really did happen, but he doesn't want to name their names for fear that they'll just make believe it didn't happen. But an entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, and nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. And the story's so good that Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs is the voice of the audiobook. So go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Khoury as a book, as an e-book, or as a Kindle. That's Khoury, C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit his RonKhouryAuthor.com for more details. Go to Amazon to order Tenacity by Ron Khoury, C-O-U-R-Y. A book, e-book, or a Kindle. Tenacity. We love you, Ron. Thank you. Another Democratic state is proposing the most radical abortion bill in the world, pure evil. State of Vermont taking it to a whole new level, declaring their latest abortion legislation that the fetus has zero rights under the law and viability doesn't matter. Viability doesn't matter. In the push by the Democratic-controlled legislatures for unrestricted abortion, the state of Vermont is considering the most radical abortion law in the world. H0057, 91 co-sponsors, would create an absolute right to an abortion with no limitations, a move that would allow abortion of viable babies. It even stipulates that a fertilized egg, embryo, or fetus shall not have independent rights under Vermont law, which one expert warned would open the door to gruesome fetal experimentation. Unlike New York's law and the Virginia legislation, there's nothing at all in the bill about distinguishing non-viability of the fetus from viability. No pretense of limiting late-term abortion to circumstances in which life or the health of the mother will be involved. Nothing mentioned about what to do with a baby born that survives abortion. It establishes a fundamental right to abortion. Wow.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is insisting that a massive border wall be built. we have on the wall that's under construction, and we're giving out a lot of contracts. So we're building the wall. It's getting built one way or the other.
Talking at the White House today, President Trump again called on Congress to give him billions of dollars to finish that wall. The president calls out Democrats once again over border funding.
6 months ago, we really started going to town because I could see we're getting nowhere with the Democrats. We're not going to get anywhere with them. It's going to be a part of their campaign, and I think Nancy Pelosi should be ashamed of herself.
Longtime Trump ally Roger Stone heads back to court today in Washington, D.C. for a status hearing. Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's page in his 1984 medical yearbook contains a photo of a person in blackface and another wearing a KKK hood next to different pictures of the governor. In a statement, the governor said he was sorry for appearing in the photo and apologized to Virginians. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. Thank all of you, because our show is just bursting at the seams with listeners, and then, of course, in the third hour with viewers. And the result of that is they're knocking down my door, the advertisers and the sponsors. And we'll have a new one on next week. They're a big publicly traded oil company, oil and natural gas company, based out of both Utah and Canada, publicly traded. And they're going to be advertising on our show starting next week. So we had another big one. And right now I want to mention Synergetics. They've been with us for almost a year now. They're founded in 1997, they're the clear global leader in age management medicine. A simple way to say that is anti-aging. They like to say defying aging. They've got a proven scientific approach to defying aging, custom tailored to each individual. Only 1% of the physicians that go through the Synergetics training program actually make it to become a partner. It's an elite group that are true experts on the aging process and age management and defying aging. They're amazing. 25% of their patient base is physicians and their families, and the average patient's body fat index is down 30% in the first year. I mean, it's just amazing. Again, it's not a weight loss clinic, but a byproduct of being healthy is you automatically come down to your perfect weight. And so they changed my diet, my exercise, my vitamins, put me on massive protein therapy, added hormone therapy, and they turned me into Popeye the Sailor Man. Lost weight, gained muscle, feel great, look great, higher energy, best lab results of my life, reversed all my problems. So if they could make me great again, then they can make you great again. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, the opposite of older. You want to be younger, call them. You want to be older, don't. 888-YOUNGER, Y-O-U-N-G-E-R, toll-free anywhere in the USA, or register at Synergetics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Synergetics.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. You made Wayne Root great again, and tell them you want them to make you great again. Charles Butler is our guest. He's the host of conservative talk radio show, The Reality Check, based in Chicago. He declared his support for President Trump in June of 2015. Same time I did, by the way. Great move by Charles Butler. Great move by Wayne Root. Hey, Charles, my old buddy. How are you?
I'm great, Wayne. How are you?
You and I were introduced by JD, one of my listeners, who's a great guy.
That's right.
You and I hit it off right away, and we've been talking on the phone ever since. So we've been pals for about 3 years now. So let's talk about Chicago a little bit, because that's where this guy, Jussie Smollett, who is a black gay actor from the TV show Empire, who claims that a couple of white MAGA hat-wearing Trump supporters called him the N-word and attacked him at 2 in the morning on the sidewalk in Chicago, and they just happen to have with them, how handy, a noose and bleach. I don't know who the hell has nooses and bleach walking the streets of Chicago. I'm not even sure in most street corners in Chicago there are white Trump supporters openly wearing MAGA hats. I think they'd get killed. I don't know if that's a very common thing in Chicago. I don't think it's very common anywhere. I don't think in Vegas it's very common. I never see anyone walking through a casino with a bag of hat, let alone a noose and bleach. So the whole story from the beginning, I've said, stunk to high heaven. He had to have made it up, or he got mugged, and he decided to use that opportunity to blame it on Trump because he's a Trump hater. So you know a lot about this story. You know a lot about Chicago. You know about the neighborhood where he was walking. Tell us what you know about this story, Charles Butler.
Okay, first, I live about a block from where he supposedly had this attack. So I'm familiar with the area. And I'm listening to the story that he was out at 2 a.m. looking for something to eat. Well, Wayne, where he said he was, the 300 block of East Lower North Water Street, there's nothing there but a parking, an entrance to a parking garage, and these doors where the trucks back up and unload their supplies into hotels and things like that. There aren't any retail outlets at all. So I'm going back and forth on my Facebook page, and a security guard calls, writes on one of my pages. He says, "Hey, I spent 10 years down there working, and you're right, Mr. Butler, there's nothing at that time of night after midnight but sex, drugs, and nefarious activities going on."
So what you could find on the street, I assume, in that area might be drugs, might be prostitutes, might be sex with strangers, might be other nefarious things, but you aren't finding a store open to serve you food at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right. You're not going to find a Subway. In fact, the nearest Subway is 0.3 miles from where he said he was attacked per Google Maps. So the latest, you know, everyone was on my case. So, oh, it's a high-end neighborhood. It, you know, they have hotels. No, not when you say Lower Wacker or you say Lower Lake Street or you say Lower anything. That's like a subculture, a subterranean area where all the homeless, they have gangs down. They have, you know, guys who terrorize the people who live down there. You know, it's not a nice place. But, you know, people live down there. It's a community.
Well, maybe you could educate me about something else, though. This guy himself, okay, this guy, I've never heard of him in my life, Jussie Smollett. He's not some big star, right? I mean, he must be a bit player on Empire, no?
No, he's one of the main characters.
Oh, is he?
He's a gay son, and because of him and his homosexuality, the ratings dropped on the show the second season. So this guy, Lee Daniels, who is the producer of the show and director, he kind of phased out the gayness, and then he brought it back last season. So their viewership fell off again. I quit watching the show mid-season, and because of the gay element, I was tired of looking at two dudes kissing on TV. And then when he got engaged and declared his love, and he's going to marry this guy, I'm like, hey, I'm out of here. So I erased all the stuff off my DVD, and see, there are only really two TV programs that I've never watched an episode twice. And that was The Wire and Oz. I never watched one of those episodes twice because of the intensity of those episodes. I don't intend to watch Empire again. And that's the talk at barbershops. It's the talk around town. People aren't watching Empire because of his character. His character's named Jamal.
Well, I mean, it's like they try in Hollywood, they try and ruin every show. Not that this is the topic of this interview, but you know, there's a lot of shows I enjoy. Like, I watch SWAT all the time, right? I like police shows. And all of a sudden, after two seasons of nothing but nonstop action and cops shooting and arresting bad guys, which is what I want to see, all of a sudden they introduced that one of the characters, a woman, one of the SWAT officers is a woman, and I like her in the show. She suddenly is not only a lesbian and announced it to everyone, they start showing her dating people in the show. I don't watch a police show to see a woman dating lesbian relationships.
Right.
And then they make an entire episode about her decision to date a couple. There's a name for it, like polymorphous or something.
Yeah.
People don't think they date a husband and a wife, and you all could be married together, the three of you. Is that a topic that I watch SWAT to see? So I shut the show off, and I'm not watching it anymore.
Exactly.
They ruin everything by infusing their liberal bullcrap. I don't want to see this stuff.
Exactly. I say, you know, I'm going to share with your audience a secret, and I'm going to petition the Supreme Court to declare me a protected class. I like to have sex at 80 with one hand in 82 degree warm water. Okay, so I want to be protected. Okay. Anyway,
but the question is, how does Jussie Smollett, you know, wind up at 2 in the morning in a strange place?
Right.
Is it possible? Is it possible that what I guessed from day one could be true? I want to get your take. Is it possible that he never, ever was mugged, never was attacked?
No, he wasn't.
He made the entire thing up. Is that possible?
Well, this is what I heard from some people in L.A. who are in the entertainment business, like you were and are, I guess. I heard from three different people. All of them work for major Hollywood organizations. And they said that the skinny is that he was dating a guy here in Chicago. Guy's boyfriend found out about it, and both of them met him and beat him up. Now, if you look at the guy, he has a little scratch on his cheek. Hey, Wayne, we're adult men. You know, when you punch a guy, you punch him in the face or whatever, there's going to be some swelling, some lips busted. You know, maybe not teeth knocked out, but certainly bumps and bruises. And this guy didn't have any of that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the story makes sense. I mean, and I said this, if you go back to my tweet from like 4 days ago, I said, I didn't know he was gay. I had no idea he was gay at that point.
Right.
I said, either his girlfriend smacked him around, which is a typical Hollywood guy, his girlfriend smacked around. He used that as an opportunity to blame Trump and Trump supporters, or he was in the wrong place at the wrong time in a bad neighborhood in Chicago, got mugged by two guys who probably are Democrats or don't vote, and he blamed it on Republicans wearing MAGA hats. It's one of those two. Then I found out he was gay, so now you're saying he got beat up maybe by his boyfriend or boyfriends, girlfriend. Okay, but either way, he either made the whole thing up, or it was a girlfriend or boyfriend that beat him, or it was a mugging because he was out buying drugs or two.
The rumor is there were two guys that beat him, that he was having sex with one of the guys, and the guy and his boyfriend beat him up. That's what I got from three different people, all, you know, who have seen my Facebook page and said, hey, I just want to give you the real skinny, what's going on out here, what they said is going on here. The other thing is he will not give the police his cell phone. Because if he gives the police his cell phone, guess what? They trace it back to the guy he contacted and he was dating.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't just that. He also said that while the attack was happening, he was on the phone with his manager, or agent.
Right.
So the manager or agent is in on this thing also, and they're all trying. I think it's all about 15 minutes of fame. They wanted to turn a little beating into him being the most famous actor in America that every liberal would be talking about and every Hollywood producer would be talking about.
It's going to be proven false that he was jumping.
Or maybe he was buying drugs at 2 in the morning. He got beat up buying drugs, but he blamed it on Trump people. There's no Trump people out at 2 in the morning on the streets of Chicago, 20 below zero.
Well, first of all, this is not MAGA country, first of
all. Hey, Charles, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Okay. Charles, we got a break. When we get back, we'll pick up with you. I want to talk to you about your support for Trump and what Trump should do with the wall from the standpoint of an African-American Republican talk shows. We'll be right back. I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. Coming up next, by the way, in about 8 minutes, we're on Newsmax TV. 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. It reruns the next day, every day. At 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, we have the hottest show on Newsmax TV. It has certainly helped that Bill O'Reilly's on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with me. So I owe a great debt of gratitude to the great Bill O'Reilly, number one in cable news 16 years in a row. Who ever heard of being number one on cable TV 16 years in a row? And he makes his comeback on my show. But I always like to say Bill O'Reilly brings him in, and then I keep him there forever. So, Bill, you keep bringing him in, and I'll show him a good time, and they will stay forever on the Wayne Allen Root Show. Thank you, Newsmax TV, hottest show on Newsmax. All right. On USA Radio right now, we've got our guest, Charles Butler, host of a conservative radio talk show, The Reality Check, based in Chicago. He declared his support for President Trump on June 15. So, Charles, tell me why an African-American male saw Trump right away and said, that's my guy. And then part two of my question is, why doesn't the African-American community see in Trump what you see in Trump?
Well, I went to a Chicago club, a luncheon, and I called at the last minute when I found Donald Trump was in town. They told me that it was sold out. So I went as press, right, set up my camera and all that stuff. And I ran into a friend from Northern Trust who asked me to sit at her table. So when I sat at her table, I'm sitting back-to-back with Donald Trump Jr. And Donald Trump is across the table from me, and he's sitting next to Ed Burke.
Hey, are you on speakerphone, Charles? I'm having a hard time hearing you. Just make sure you speak more clearly into the phone.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Much better. Much better.
Okay. So I see Donald Trump, and I'm sitting back to back with Donald Jr.
Okay.
And Donald Trump is across the table from me, and we're looking at each other and we're nodding. And this guy got five standing applauses from a room full of Democrats, in June of 2015. So I called Michael Steele and Rice Priebus, and I said, "Hey, you guys need to take Donald Trump serious. This guy is saying things that people are thinking and that people want to hear." And the rest is history. You know, I had Donald Trump 309, Hillary 223 in the Electoral College, so I wasn't far off.
Right. Not far off at all. But why doesn't the black community see in Trump what I see in him, which is, how could you be a racist if you've created a great economy that's good for black people and white people and Mexican people and Muslim people and Jews? Trump doesn't care what your color is. He just creates an economy that creates jobs for everybody. Isn't that good?
Let me just share a couple of things about Donald Trump. I'm going to be very succinct because I've met him back in the 70s through a girlfriend of mine. But Al Sharpton told me personally that Donald Trump gave him the seed money for National Action Network. And that Donald Trump has given him millions of dollars over the years in support. If you go to YouTube and Google Jesse Jackson, Donald Trump, 1999, Jesse Jackson gave Donald Trump a Lifetime Achievement Award for helping black Americans.
Correct.
That's
the
fact. All of that, the things I said is not supposition, it's not conspiracy. Donald Trump has always been an active supporter of black Americans. And see, you know, Wayne, I don't use the term African-American. I'm a black American. I built this country. I don't know a damn thing about Africa. Africa has never offered me a country in Africa has never offered me a passport. So I am an American through and through. I don't have any roots to Africa. So anyway,
well, you got roots in Las Vegas. You got Wayne root in Las Vegas, okay?
Oh, yeah, no question. That's the main root, dude. That's an important root, man.
Yes,
it is. Yes, sir.
Last topic, because we're running out of time real fast, and I'm off to my TV show, and that is Trump's got to build that wall, and I think he's got to do it without Congress, and I think you think he's got to do it without Congress. Tell me what you think, man.
Yeah, I think he has to do it without Congress. People aren't serious about the Congress. You know, Paul Ryan was not serious about immigration. All of those people are bought and paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And we have to protect American jobs. The U.S. Civil Rights Commission and Peter Kostanoff said that illegals in this country cost black Americans alone a million jobs. We're not talking about white Americans, which they cost them more jobs, too. But black Americans alone are impacted by a million jobs lost, which equated to, I think, something like $86 billion aggregate.
Right. No, I just don't know why the message doesn't get through.
Well, it doesn't get through because people aren't telling the truth. And Donald Trump needs to hire people like me, not Omarosa. I've been a Republican since 1972, to get out here and get the word out on Wayne Root's show, on Fox, and on MSNBC and confront and argue with Al Sharpton. See, Al Sharpton knows me. I'll tell Rabbit a new behind. He knows that. Anyway, hey, man, look, have a great TV show because I love watching your show. It's always informative and just enlightening, and you're doing a great job over there at Newsmax.
Thank you. Last thing I want to leave you with, I want to hit you with one of my listeners sends me 20 emails every show about everything I say. Greasy, disagrees, he has his own theories. He's great, though. He's an African-American conservative, and here's what he says about this guy who got mugged in Chicago, this Jussie Smollett. He says, Wayne, I think he was mugged by a gay prostitute, and he refused to pay for his services. Maybe that's not a bad idea, man. That could be exactly what happened. I can
see it. Telling you, the story is, it's all around that gay thing, and we'll see in a little while because the police are starting to kind of look sideways at this guy.
I know one thing. He wasn't mugged by two white guys with MAGA hats screaming Trump and the N-word. That didn't happen at 2 in the morning in Chicago. That's ridiculous. Hey, Charles Butler, thanks for coming on, man. We love you.
Thank you, Wayne. Good, man, buddy. Love you too, man.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Newsmax up next.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
12.